Okay, let's unpack this. We keep hitting this wall with AI, right? An autonomous system fails, maybe a self-driving car, and, well, we're stuck.
Absolutely. It's the classic black box problem.
Exactly. The deep learning logic is just opaque. So trying to figure out responsibility after something goes wrong, almost impossible. And, existing rules, they talk about transparency, but there's this huge implementation gap. They tell us what we need.
But not how to actually build it.
Right. No technical how.
And that gap, that's precisely what this ternary moral logic framework, TML, aims to fill. It's trying to give us that concrete blueprint for accountability.
Okay, TML.
And what's really interesting, I think, is where the idea came from. It's inspired by something deeply human. Think about a doctor facing a really tough life or death call.
That moment of hesitation.
That thoughtful hesitation, exactly.
Yeah.
That pause to review. It's something standard binary AI, yes or no, act or refuse, just doesn't have.
I like that framing. It makes it feel, I don't know, grounded. So TML rejects that simple binary logic, act or refuse. And instead, it introduces this triadic model, three parts, kind of like Aristotle's golden mean, that sort of idea.
Precisely. It's operationalized through what they call the machine's three voices or three states.
Okay, what are they?
So first you have plus one, that's proceed or moral affirmation. The action is ethically sound, go ahead.
Makes sense.
Then megas one, that's refuse or moral resistance. But it's not just stopping. The system has to explain why it's refusing and ideally offer safer alternatives,
Right.
constructive refusal.
Constructive. And the third, this is the key part.
This is the core innovation, the zero state, sacred pause or hesitate.
Here's where it gets really interesting. So this zero state, it's not just, I don't know, or a system crash.
Yep.
It's triggered.
Exactly. It's triggered when the calculated moral complexity or maybe the uncertainty crosses a certain threshold. Imagine that AI surgical assistant again.
Right.
If things get ethically murky or the data is ambiguous, it hits zero. It pauses. It's designed to sort of feel the weight of uncertainty before it acts.
Wow. And that pause, that's the hook for accountability.
That's the linchpin. The whole architecture pivots on this. We're redefining the system log. It stops being just diagnostic telemetry, data for developers,
Okay.
and it becomes verifiable testimony, evidence for courts, for regulators, for external eyes.
Testimony, not telemetry. Got it.
And the system is designed so if that evidence stream, that memory fails for any reason, the system halts. The mantra is basically no memory equals no action.
Okay, so if this log has to stand up in court, it can't just be a text file. These moral trace logs, MTLs, they need structure.
Absolutely. They're schema verified data records, very specific structure. They must have the triadic decision record. Was it plus one, zero, or negative one?
Right.
Plus comprehensive decision traces, the why behind the decision, the risks it considered, and importantly, uncertainty quantification. How sure was
And
it?
how do you guarantee this log hasn't been, messed with, backdated or altered?
That requires what they call the hybrid shield. Because you're right, traditional logs are too easy to tamper with.
Hybrid shield, how does that work?
It's two parts. Internally, it uses cryptographic sealing, things like hash chains, to make the log ledger itself tamper evident. You can tell if it's been changed.
Okay, internal checks.
But then externally, it adds decentralized verification.
Wait, decentralized like blockchain?
Exactly. Periodically, a cryptographic hash, like a unique digital fingerprint of the entire log state at that moment, gets published or anchored onto a public blockchain.
Like Bitcoin or Ethereum, really.
Yes, that makes the record practically immutable.
That sounds intense and maybe slow or expensive, relying on public blockchains for this.
It's a trade-off, definitely. Real accountability needs robust engineering, but they minimize the impact because they're not storing the actual log data on the blockchain. That would be way too slow and costly.
Oh,
They're
okay.
just anchoring that tiny cryptographic hash. It's a proof. Because those public ledgers are global and almost impossible to reverse, that anchoring proves the log existed in a certain state at a certain time, and anyone can verify it.
Right. So it's like a notary, but decentralized and cryptographic. Okay, I get it. So what does this all mean for you listening, the big picture here?
Well, the goal of TML is to achieve this glass box principle.
Glass box.
Yeah, it basically concedes, okay, the neural network itself, the core AI brain, might still be a black box, too complex to fully interpret.
Why?
But the ethical decision-making container around it, the logic, the pause, the trace log that becomes transparent, fully auditable, a glass box surrounding the black box.
That makes sense. Transparency around the decision, even if not the mechanism.
And this has potentially huge legal implications about liability.
How so?
These MTLs could enable a reverse burden of proof in cases where AI causes harm.
Reverse burden, meaning?
Meaning if a high-risk AI system messes up and there isn't a complete untampered moral trace log available, that absence could itself be considered prima facie evidence of negligence. The AI operator would then have to prove they did exercise due care rather than the victim proving they didn't.
Wow. That shifts the dynamic completely. So TML isn't just a nice idea. It's aiming to force accountability through engineering.
Building conscience by design, essentially. Uh-huh. Turning accountability from just a feature you'd like to have into a hard, enforceable constraint.
Okay, so final thought then.
Consider this. If these moral trace logs become legally required for high-risk AI, medical AI, autonomous vehicles, finance...
Which seems plausible.
Will that system's sacred pause, that moment of hesitation, stop being just a philosophical concept and become a legally mandated standard of care? Will we require our most powerful AI to pause and reflect before acting?